welcome back. This is episode 148 of Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow. I am your host, the self-knighted Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka the HNIC. And I'm joined as always by my co-host Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello.
How's it going tonight, Mara?
It's all right. A little tired, but, you know, surviving.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Sleep is for the weak.
It's hot as balls here. That's the problem.
I live in Texas. I don't know what to tell you.
You're right. It's two different kinds of heat.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, because we were talking about it. Me and my friends, we were talking about it yesterday. It's like Texas gets hot, and I know like you guys can get like a wet hot too.
Oh, South Texas is humid as fuck. Like, yeah, humidity is like ridiculous. It's just here, it's different than the rest of Texas. Like, it's crazy how much more humid it is. And it's comparable to Florida humid. Like, not even bullshit. But anyway,
the thing is with New York humidity is because it's so damn gross.
Your air is also gross, so yeah, it makes sense
and it's just kind of like it gets humid and then all of a sudden it smells like corn chips and wet dog everywhere. Ugh. You know who you are, or maybe you don't.
That's the thing, I don't know if they do know, because if they knew, I think they would do something about it.
You'd be surprised. Apparently a bunch of white people are finding out that you need to clean your entire body.
What do you mean finding out?
Yo, I gotta send you some TikToks.
Oh, there's multiple? I mean, I saw one, but I didn't know there were multiple.
There was this one video of this girl talking about she showers like every 5 days.
Yeah, the one that says she only washes and shampoos her hair and then just lets it drip. Yeah, I saw that shit. And then gets out.
There was another one where a girl was talking about, okay, so I didn't realize I was supposed to do more than just like my head and my face. And I was just like, what?
Dirty bastards.
Yeah. So again, you know who you are. We're not here to talk about people's hygiene. We're here to talk about the DC Universe on CW.
Yeah, the Arrowverse is, you know, Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, Batwoman, Stargirl, Superman, and Lois. Is that all of them?
I think so.
You were counting that time, so I thought you were keeping track.
I was trying to, but I realized I lagged at one of them, and then I lost count from that point.
Damn.
Yeah.
What do we do now? We just assume we set them all. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go ahead and talk about these shows. So where do you want to start?
Let's start with the Black Lightning finale, because it's the series finale. So this actually will be the last time we ever talk about Black Lightning.
Yeah. A little bit more Black Lightning news before we get into the actual episode. We did find out that CW is not picking up the Painkiller series, so we will not have that.
They just don't want to have an all-Black show again.
Probably. Even though, you know, pretty much every other character on that show isn't Black. So, because you look at the backdoor pilot they did, him.
Touché.
The villain is Black, but like everybody else was like Asian and white and shit. So, you know.
Touché. They don't want a main character who's Black. They were like, we already got Batwoman.
Yeah, we gave y'all Batwoman. That's all you get. But yeah. So, this episode was called what?
The Book of Resurrection, Chapter 2, Closure.
So, this episode kicks off. Jeff is dead, or at least we believe he's dead. Like, you know, all signs point to him being dead, unless you saw the preview for next week's episode where you saw him coming up out the grave and shit. They literally told you after last week's episode was over when they said Jefferson Pierce is dead. They showed the preview for the next week and showed you, like, no, he's not dead.
So, right. They're like, we got you. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. There was no cliffhanger there whatsoever. You told us what you told us you were lying, basically.
Also, there was no way we were going to believe that he was going to be dead in the penultimate episode of the series.
Yeah. How was he? there's no way he's not going to be present for the series finale of his show. Like,
shit. Jen came back. Like,
yeah. And that was just the weirdest thing, too. It was just like, did we need that? Like, it was good for her to be there. Don't get me wrong. But it was just like that story that happened, though, with that was just like.
It was like, okay, so what was the point of you leaving, China?
I don't know.
That's what I was saying. Like, it was so weird that it was just like, we just have to accept that Jen just looks different from now on. Like, she's not even going to come back. Right. She's not even going to come back for the finale. Nah, she done.
Yeah. She comes back. You're like, you could have done them episodes. Like, it's just like, if you, the show was ended anyway. So it's just, you know, fucking Gen Z. I hate them all.
Is China in Gen Z?
Yeah, she's like 12.
Okay.
I don't know how old she is for. I really do think she's like 20 or something like that.
I don't know how old, well, I don't know how young the youngest millennials are.
But anyway, basically the crew is not okay right now, but they're like, yo, we gotta formulate a plan. We gotta get the, you know, gotta shut down that emitter. We gotta get the fucking Tobias. We gotta stop Tobias. That couldn't remember his name for a second. Tobias.
Oh man, it's gonna suck not hearing you say his name like that anymore.
Hear me say his name like that. Cress Williams says his name like that. Tobias. Yeah,
but the way you imitate it.
Oh man. We get a speech from Tobias when you know, he goes Trump on him. He's like, let's make Freeland great again. And he's like, oh, really? Really? Really?
Yeah.
Then we got Shakur, you know, slips into the chief's office and realizes she took the meta boosters. Like, oh fuck. So she got energy absorbing powers now. So she gonna be.
So are they all the same power, or was it labeled?
I think it was labeled.
Okay, because I was just like, yo, he quickly like diagnosed what power she had, and I was like, do they all get the same power?
Yeah, I think they may have been labeled because he was supposed to distribute them. And I don't think he would be distributing them and not knowing what they were. So either they're all the same power or they're labeled, but I want to say they're labeled because I don't think they'd give everybody the same thing because you want a variety when you're going into battle, you know?
Sure that.
So it's just like, it might be, you know, Chief might be an asshole, but, you know, she's still not stupid. She's tactical, you know? So
she's not stupid. She's crazy.
Exactly. So then we got Jeff. He wakes up in a pine box. You know, he's all swole up and everything.
I would be sick as fuck.
I mean, he wasn't okay.
So, if I, like, the way he was yelling inside, I was like, no, 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 preserve your oxygen, please.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking about all that. And I can't say that I would think of that at the time either if I just wake up in that shit. My thing is, I need to get the fuck out of here. Let's see. So yeah,
God, getting nauseous just thinking about being buried alive. That shit really freaks me the fuck out.
So yeah, they're doing some more, you know, hunting and finding. They figure out where the emitter is. JJ goes up into the ionosphere again. They're like, yo, what the fuck you doing? The weird energy stuff surrounds her. We're like, yo, what the fuck and is then this?
Pixelates her.
Yeah. But then she comes right back though. So it's just like, what the hell happened there?
And I thought they weren't going to explain it. And then I was like, thank God. Because even like the end of last. I saw the
face in there though. So it was just like, why is there a face in the little particles now?
Well, there was a face, there was like eyes and a face last time.
Right.
So it was like, even like the end of last episode, when they started showing the ionosphere, you know, twinkling around again, it was just like, the finale is next week. Are you guys going to wrap that up?
They're gonna wrap it up really fast like they did everything else because they didn't know this was gonna be their last season until after they started filming. So Yeah. Let's see. So yeah, JJ comes back, but she's getting all lightheaded and shit. Talked about the face and the weird energy shit.
And then it bursts into Jen 1.0.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, Jen's back. Okay. So that's weird. But anyway, we get a flashback to 30 years ago. Apparently Jeff killed somebody.
Someone from the 100.
Yeah, yeah. Self-defense though, but it was his powers and he fucked somebody up.
Hey.
And this is when we find out afterwards, like you said, Jennifer's back. We find out JJ isn't Jennifer. Because at the time I'm like, oh, is there two Jennifers? But no. JJ isn't Jennifer. Apparently she stole her DNA and to
get kind of a body, but she's still not a person.
Yeah, she's some kind of being that lives in the ionosphere.
That's also like, known as the glaze.
Yeah, it's just like pure energy, I guess, until she, you know, took a form by taking Jen's DNA because she wanted to. I don't know. Like, I really don't understand why she had to like take over Jen's life when she went down. She like could have just taken a body and gone down there and just, you know, without taking over somebody else's life, you know? It just doesn't seem necessary. It all seems really weird.
It was a weird way of explaining it.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, it's like Greg went like on an ayahuasca trip and was like, yeah, this is the plot. This is the story right here.
This is what we're going with.
Just doing shrooms and shit. Just like, this is the story. This is what we're going to do.
It's going to be some good shit. But it wasn't. It wasn't Greg. It was not good shit.
It wasn't it.
But so we got, you know, Gambi doing his sneak thing around where they're, you know, trying to get to the emitter. He set a dude on fire because, you know.
Yeah, because why not?
Sometimes you just got to set a motherfucker on fire. I don't know what the point of that was. He could have just, you know, tranquilized him and knocked him out. Like, he didn't have to set him on fire. That wasn't necessary.
Molotov cocktails are the way to go.
Like, it's just, is it though? Is it? Like,
seemed like it.
Anyway, you know, they do their thing in there. They find the emitter. Gambi blows it up.
Why does Wild insist on doing shit with her face uncovered?
I don't know, but then later on she covers it up. So it was just, and like,
I was kind of just like, so does she need her powers to put to cover her face?
I don't know. Because it seemed like
the entire time with the emitter going, they haven't covered her face, but the second she gets her powers back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So yeah, we get the Jen versus JJ fight. That's when we see that she's, you know, made of pure energy. Jeff is about to die. He's suffocating. Like, yeah, but we know he ain't gonna die.
He's crying.
Yeah.
Anissa gets hit with the DEG.
Yeah, they just unload on her. She like shields Grace and Gambi. They just, you know, unload on her. But she's
still
all right.
Gets to take them out. Like, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Then we got Chief at, like, you know, she had, what is it, like a power plant or whatever?
Yeah, she just doing weird shit.
Yeah, just out there just absorbing energy at the power plant because she wants to kill lightning. Like, it's just like, why are you so obsessed with killing lightning? It's
crazy.
It's so weird. Such a weird obsession.
Because she's like, so determined to keep her job and prove herself. But I'm just like, sis, this ain't the way to do it.
But like, even before, she was just always so fixated on lightning. Like, I know she like had issues with metahumans period, but she seemed like extra fixated on lightning for some reason. And it was so weird. I think
lightning having a social media account and being interactive and like the reputation that the police have, I feel like she's just like, but she's a vigilante. And ever since like they thought Lightning was the one who killed that kid, she's just been like, oh, I'ma get you.
But she was like that before, like, they thought she killed the kid though. Like, she was it? Yeah, she was on Lightning like when they first kicked the shit off, like at the beginning of the season. So it was just, I don't know. It just seemed a really weird obsession to me, and I never understood it. But anyway, Jeff gets energy from the Promethium, and he gets his powers back because they shut off the emitter so he can use his powers. But he's like, I don't have an energy source. But the Promethium is running all through the city underground in the rock and shit. So he's like, oh, I can absorb energy from there and zap my way out.
Because you began to wonder, like, what was that plot point about the Promethium being there going to do for the story?
Yeah, that I mean, it was, you know, they were using it to power the emitter anyway, so it was just, you know.
No, I know. But I remember them pointing out that there was, like, an untapped line of it. And it was kind of just like, why point that out if it's not going to become, like, a plot device later?
So they bring Anissa back to the sanctum after she's been shot up, and Jeff lets them know he's alive. And they were like, well, what do we do now? Like, y'all chill, because I'm going after Tobias.
I'm going for Tobias.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we talked about Chief, and she just lost her damn mind. Jen, like, she, like, does this weird power-up thing and blasts herself into JJ, and it's like, did you absorb JJ? Like, what happened?
That's what I figured. It was like she absorbed her. And then I was like, how the fuck do you explain this?
Yeah, like, so does JJ, like, exist within her now, or is it just her energy exist in her, or is JJ
I think it's the energy. I don't think the personality of JJ is still there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so is JJ dead?
So the way I understood, the way they were explaining it, was that JJ was literally just, you know, was like particles in the ionosphere of energy. And she got closer as she drew herself to Jen. So I don't believe that, even though, like, JJ was talking about, you know, her feelings and what she wanted, I don't feel like the particles of energy themselves have, like, a personality. So it's not like it's not like how it is with Khalil and Painkiller in his head. I feel like she just has that raw absorption of the energy. That's just my take on it.
Sounds like you're finding a fancy way to say they killed JJ.
I don't see, like, it being like one day Jen wakes up and JJ's controlling her body. No. Like, I just think Jen is just powerful again.
Okay. So then we get, after that, she goes after the Chief, and we get a Lightning versus Chief fight. Doesn't last very long.
She shuts her up real quick.
Yeah, Lightning just takes her out real quick. It wasn't even a contest. It was a waste of time to do this, actually, because, I don't know, there's just certain things that you just didn't need in this episode, and that battle thing that they did there was one of them, because it was not well done. Like, the whole, like, the acting in that scene when she was talking to the other cops and all that kind of stuff, and all, you know, it just,
like, she's like, did you just roll up on with my own task force?
We did,
because you're being an unruly meta.
And that's what this task force is for, so that's exactly what we're doing.
We're doing our jobs.
So then, like, another confusing thing that happens here. Oh, no, it's what you're talking about, because is Tobias just no longer lightning proof anymore? Like, what's happening here? Like, because that was the whole thing, that he just couldn't zap him, because he just, like, yeah, it doesn't work on me anymore. Does it work on him now? Like, when did that happen?
I guess. I mean, he started zapping him at first, and he kind of, like, ate it. He was like, yeah, okay, nigga. And then all of a sudden, when punches started getting thrown, now all of a sudden he's sensitive.
I guess.
I don't know.
Because it does seem like he was, like, you know, just eating that shit all season, but now all of a sudden it's just like, oh, it hurts me now.
To finish the story, he must become vulnerable.
Yeah, but they didn't explain how. It was just punch harder. Like, that's literally what it was. It was one of those, and I hate when that happens in, like, anything. when the solution to, you know, defeating this being that's just so much more powerful than you is just, you know, you punch harder. Because that's all that he did. But anyway.
It's a very unenthusiastic fight. In fact, Tobias loses by, like, an accidental technicality.
Yeah, he falls out and just impales himself on just something that was happened to be outside his penthouse.
The death whack. The acting during the death whacker.
What did he...
He was like, oh, you dusty ass Negro.
Yeah, but
and
he called,
goes for guns.
He called him, but what he called him when he first showed up.
Something like a cotton-headed ninny muggin or some shit.
I forgot
like that.
What he called him, but when he first showed up, whatever he called him made me chuckle. It was just like, you know, normally Tobias's insults aren't that funny to me, but this one was actually funny. Like I forgot what it was.
He said something like it was something crude.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just like
it was nappy. It started off with nappy headed something. But I don't remember what the rest of it was. It was nappy-headed something Negro.
Yeah, he just started going off. Like, he just started making descriptions.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember what it was, though. But whatever it was, like, it made me chuckle. So,
But he's just like, fuck you, Black Lightning. And he's like, please don't. And he's just like, I'm gonna shoot you anyway. And Jeff was like, all right, zap.
But, you know, I don't know.
He's going to have
lightning proof, so I don't know what that was. Anyway.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He, like, aged after all that happened. His face all wrinkled up like it's supposed to be for his age and everything. So, yeah,
he caught
dead.
Up to his time.
Yeah, yeah. So then we get TC. He does his thing, and he starts commuting with Khalil and Painkiller. Like, yo, I can delete the kill order. Problem is, you do that, you're going to basically just forget the Pierce family exists, period. So it's the way it works. So he does it.
Not everyone can have a happy ending.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the end of that. Then we, you know, flash forward a little bit to they're having an actual family get together. So they're doing an actual wedding for Anissa and Grace.
Yes.
Then we get this moment with TC's talking to Jen, and she was just like, the fuck is it, like, something's up. And he's, you could tell, like,
don't tell me news, don't tell me now.
Yeah, it seemed like he was about to tell her about Khalil, but
yeah, that's what I was assuming she was gonna do.
Yeah, yeah. But he was just like, she was like, no, not right now. So he doesn't
she
tell
felt
her.
The type of way that no one but Jeff had peeped that something was off about JJ.
I mean, they had her DNA, so it was just like, I can understand why they thought it was her. Like, you see,
we're people
Gambi
of science,
actually,
Jen.
Yeah, and like they talk about Gambi, even talked about how he like double and triple checked it all anyway, and it just, I'm like, yo, this is Jennifer. So it wasn't
like
all
the scientific explanations made sense.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that's just Jen. She's just whatever. She's like, yo, just gotta process it for a while and I'll be all right. Then we got the announcement that Jeff and Lynn are finally getting remarried. He also announces that he's retiring from being Black Lightning. He's going to leave it to the next generation. Yeah. Until he shows up on The Flash next season, because we got that news also.
Say that one more time.
I said until he shows up for, you know, a little crossover action on The Flash next season in the fall. They talked about that, like, in another thing. There was an article that just came out there saying the first 5 episodes of next season of The Flash
are like
gonna...
a 5-part thing,
yeah,
right?
And then there was another one before where Cress Williams, like, he's been approached by The Flash showrunners about appearing on The Flash in the fall. So 2 + 2 equals, you know, Jefferson Pierce on The Flash. Let's see. Then TC is also taking Gambi's place, you know, running ops. He's like, I'll still help out every now and then, you know, throw you a gadget and all that, because that's what I do. But then the most odd thing about this whole episode happens. Lala wakes up because they knocked over the little slab of cement that he was in, and they decide for the very last shot of Black Lightning, of the series finale of Black Lightning, they're gonna have the last shot to be of Lala looking over the city.
Chuckling about Tobias, he was like, someone finally stuck your ass.
Yeah, and that's how they ended it. That's the last shot that they chose. I don't understand.
Is there like a special next week?
I don't think so. I think this is it.
We don't get no kind of wrap up. Like, this is how it was when we were filming. This is what the show meant to us. This is what we were thinking. Nothing.
I don't know. Yeah. The very last shot of the series was Lala.
It felt more like a season finale than it did a series finale.
Yeah. Felt like the kind of thing where, like, we were going to, you know, get started next season with Lala as the big bad again, you know, taking over where Tobias left off because he's got Tobias's penthouse now, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it felt like, you know, we'd be getting another season, but nah. But yeah, that's it for Black Lightning forever. No more Black Lightning.
Well, fun while it lasted. Yeah. That's the first show that we've had that started while this show has been on and has now ended while we were still on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the first one beginning and ended while we were podcasting. Yeah. Batwoman will be next. Batwoman will be next.
Yeah.
Because they were like, next season's the last one, so.
Because I think the only shows that were on before was Supergirl, Flash, and Arrow.
And Legends.
Did Legends already have a season in?
Yeah, Legends was before Supergirl.
Oh, shit.
That's where we got the name of the show.
True.
Yeah. Where you want to go next?
Let's go with Legends, speaking of.
Okay. This episode was called what?
Bay of Squids.
Interesting. So we kick it off in the Sierra Maestro Mountains, Cuba, basically. Yeah, Cuban jungles. October 16th, 1962. And I was just like, oh, Cuban Missile Crisis. Okay, here we go.
Cool. Yeah. World War III potential.
Yeah, yeah. So something crashes. Clearly it's an alien pod. Soldiers find it. We see the little tentacles there. Dun, dun, dun. And, you know, then we cut to the Wave Rider. An alarm is going off. Apparently Mick triggered the alarm. Nate's coming in like, oh, what's going on? He sees Zari in her nighttime makeup. I don't know what that means, but I guess that's what she looks like. That's the makeup she wears when she wants it to look like she's not wearing makeup.
Okay.
She tried to correct herself and said no makeup. I'm like, oh, okay. So you have another set of makeup that you wear when you want people to think you're not wearing makeup. Okay.
She said makeup a lot in one sentence.
Fucking weird. Then she calls out Nate for having an erection, which, you know, I'm just like, how do you not know your dick is hard? Like,
right. You don't feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, what do you mean? Like, oh, like, how did you not know your dick was hard? Every time my dick's been hard, I've known unless I was asleep. But he was awake. They were having a conversation.
Who's they? They?
Him and Zari.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes, the person with the penis and the one who called out the penis.
Yeah, never mind, keep going.
Okay. Spooner's working out. Bearrod has his special gummies that help him sleep, you know.
That Gideon makes. I would love to be on a ship that could make me an edible.
Whole packs of them.
Right, because I'm a Rice Krispie, I'm a cereal treat person, So I'm just like, yo, just make me a whole pan of those, Gideon.
I keep meaning to, like, one day make, like, you know, Rice Krispie treats, but not with Rice Krispies, with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Huh. And I'm like, yo, that would probably be fucking delicious.
Probably would slip. Especially, I made a cinnamon roll casserole for dessert tonight.
Tastes really great.
Oh my God, I can't wait to put it in my mouth.
That's what she said. So then, let's see. Like, all right, so we got to go to Cuba. Mick is taking the lead. You know, he knows the he knows where the alien is that took Sarah, which is there in Cuba. Then we got, you know, like, we got to go now. We don't have time. We got, you know, they just showed up right at the time. And Spooner's like, yo, why are we rushing like this? Why didn't you just go to, like, an hour before so you have time to change?
Those are the time travel questions that we don't ask. And I was like, at least someone said it.
Yeah, they're the ones that we've been asking this whole time. We're just like, why is this such a big deal that you get there on time? Like, you're literally in a time that you can get there at any time you want. But anyway.
I feel like that's something you've been saying for seasons.
I have. And nobody is giving me a real answer.
No one will.
Yeah. So they end up getting into a gunfight in the jungle with the Cuban army because Mick. They take what they think is the alien pod. Turns out it's a fucking nuke because, you know, Cuban Missile Crisis. U.S. intelligence has seen the wave rider, so they think Cuba has got this, you know, new kind of flight ship something. I don't know. So
they were just like, there were so many things. It was like every time you turned around, there was a new revelation. It was like, stop, everyone, stop. Is this really what the missile crisis was like?
Probably. Let's see. So Mick and Spooner, they got the nuke. Behrad and Ava are going after the alien. Nate and Zari go to the White House. Nate's geeking out. He gets to go into this classified meeting while Zari has to pretend to be his secretary because, you know, the 60s. Ava and Mick, they're going to be, like, you know, dissecting the alien, I guess.
Yeah, they said some weird term and we were all just like, what?
Ava and Behrad, not Mick. But yeah. And then Behrad gets mistaken for Che Guevara.
Guevara.
Yeah, that dude.
Che Guevara.
Yeah, and they...
Oh, God. I'm okay.
Okay.
I was leaning extra hard on my arm, so when I got off of it, it was like, no!
Oh, okay. So so he was like, no, I'm not Che. I'm Che's cousin Jay.
Stupid.
He gets taken to Fidel Castro. He's like, hey, look at your, it's your friend here. Yeah. Let's see. So yeah, the people at the White House have photos of Nate when he's all steeled up in the jungle doing the fighting and shit. The Russians think the US sent him. Then we got, you know, Behrad, he's just hanging out with Fidel Castro, just chilling. He gives him some gummies. He takes three of them. And he's like, oh, sir.
you about to feel it.
Yeah. Let's see. Then we got Ava trying to sneak away with the alien. You know, it's Kayla, right? It's the...
Yes, Kayla.
Yeah. Let's see. Then, you know, Spooner's getting closer with Mick and she can, you know, sense the alien. She's like, oh, the alien's waking up and she's pissed. She's about to, like, fuck up Ava, but Mick's there. He fire blasts her first. Then we got Castro. He's high as fuck. Behrad is like, I'm going to play you a song on the guitar.
A really good song at that.
Yeah, and then after that song, Castro's like, you're right. We need to have peace. And he's going, you know, go ahead and let JFK know, like, you know what, we chilling. But then all of a sudden he He opens the door and here comes that fucking alien and just ruins everything.
He was like, I told you.
Yeah, yeah. The White House is also just not handling things well. Like, we got
the whole team was just fucking up this entire time.
Yeah. But then Zari ends up stepping in to intercept the message that the president is sending. And she's like, I can type faster than all of you. And she types on the fucking keyboard with her thumbs.
Yeah, and or was, like her knuckles or some shit.
That was with her thumbs. Like, she was typing on her phone. She did it with her thumbs instead of like typing normally, because that's how people type in her time, because there are no keyboards anymore, I guess.
It's like how kids hold, it's like when you ask small kids now to pretend that they're on the phone. The next time you were around a small child, ask them to pretend that they're on the phone. Most kids will do this instead of this.
Oh, okay. I don't know when the next time I'll be around a small child is, but when it is, you know.
The next time you're on FaceTime with Luna, I'm gonna see. I don't know. I'm gonna ask her. I'm gonna ask her to do it. See what she does.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because it's none of their phones look like this. You're right.
Yeah, because my friend, he made a TikTok asking his son to do it, and his son swiftly went, and yeah. He was just like, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah, yeah. Huh. You're right. So, let's see.
Oh, that was big gulp.
Talked about Zari typing with her thumbs. Then we get this one moment, Ava hurts mixed feelings because you like, you need to just go back to doing what you were doing before. No more thinking. Apparently the alien, what they're doing is she's looking for a way off the planet. So,
right. She's like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mick convinces her to come with him on the Wave Rider. Castro shoots off the missile. Like, yeah, we got to go ahead and just blast these motherfuckers. White House is not going well. And in order to stop it, they play literal football with the football in the office because Legends of Tomorrow.
Look, I was watching and then, you know, they kept calling it a nuclear football. And I feel like I've heard that term before. Mm-hmm. And it's just like watching one group of privileged white guys stand across the room from another group of privileged white guys battling, royaling it out like it's a football game and not the beginning of World War III.
Yep. Yep.
And it was like, you know, I was captivated by the stupidity going on. Mm-hmm. Because it was just like, yo, they are on the, like, they're constantly on the brink of war. And then they do the football shit, and I was quickly reminded we're watching Legends.
Mm-hmm. So Kennedy and Nate and, you know, all the Harvard people, you know, they get their hands on it. They stop him from blasting back. Cuba's missile, it impacts, but it doesn't explode because all the plutonium has been removed by the alien. Mick and the alien are gonna, you know, go after Sarah while the rest of the crew is gonna, you know, protect history. I don't know how they're gonna protect history without the Wave Rider, but they're gonna protect history. They're all gonna just stay at Constantine's house because, you know, why not?
Yeah, like, I was like, this plot's not making sense. What do you mean Mick just left you guys in the 60s?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think, was Constantine wasn't around in the 60s, was he? When did he come around? Either way, it wouldn't be the same Constantine. So,
but wouldn't it be Constantine from their time period?
Right.
But then, does his house have...
Oh, I think they may have said his house exists outside of space and time or something.
Yeah, like I feel like they said, like, no matter what, even if they were to find the house, like if they can find or summon the house, it's like in their current
You're right.
State. You're right. I don't get it.
I do remember that now though. So
doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but no, I'm also sense. Not a yeah, I'm not yeah. a scientist about time and space continuum. So
yeah.
Who am I?
So then we get Mick and the alien, they having some banter going on, him and Kayla. And then she puts a ring on and turns herself into a human woman. And Mick is enthralled.
She looks like she's going to give him a run for his money.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that was Legends.
Yeah, when it comes back, we're going to see Astra trying to, I guess, live normal.
Hmm. Yeah, good luck with that. Where you want to go next?
Isn't Constantine listed as a main cast member on this site? That's so weird. Anywho, let's go to... There was no Batwoman this week.
Correct.
So let's go to... Let's just go to Flash, because I want it to be done.
Okay. What's this episode called?
Family Matters Part 2.
It's a rare condition. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to sing the whole thing. I'm not drunk enough for that. Because I definitely did... I think it was on an episode of Smackin' It Raw where I did the entire Full House theme song. No, it wasn't Full House. It was the Gargoyles theme song.
I haven't heard that in a very, very, very long time.
Yeah. Definitely went in. I don't even remember why, but I was just, I recited the whole thing.
Speaking of wrestling, I watched that movie it's not really about wrestling, Army of the Dead, but I only relate it to wrestling because I remember the Yeah, because Dave Bautista, and I know the pay-per-view was heavily advertising that fucking movie.
Yeah. I mean, you know, WWE, like, yo, give me that Netflix money. But everybody's alive. They're okay. From, you know, last week we thought, you know,
it's Speed actually Force,
like, blasted all the fuck, you know, yes. Iris and Psyche and
Alexa,
yeah.
But turns out Bashir can control his powers to just make an illusion, not just fears.
Yeah, make you think that something's happening that's not really happening, not just, you know, scaring the fuck out of you. They don't know where Speed Force went. They decide they're gonna hide Alexa and Bashir in like the period of time where the Speed Force didn't exist, but in the Speed Force, even though the Speed Force doesn't exist at that time, but it's yeah, okay.
Space-time continuum stuff I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't think they really understand either. They just throw out a bunch of science words until we're confused enough to where we don't try. Right, Technobabble is just that. It's babble. It's not real.
I'd be wondering, because like Cisco and all of them, they're around our ages. But it's like the way they be talking about science stuff, you think they have like doctorates.
Well, Cisco does. Such.
Does he? Mm-hmm. But Cisco's around, I was just saying, like, how young did he go to college?
Yeah, he's a fucking genius. He was, like, way ahead and shit. Yeah, he has a doctorate.
Okay. Cause I was just like, y'all be talking about space, the way y'all be fucking with the space-time continuum. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need someone to have some kind of degree paperwork.
Yeah. Cisco and Caitlin.
Caitlin, I know. Caitlin, I know, is a whole ass doctor.
Let's see.
This episode was weird, buckle in.
Yeah, so Joe and Cecile, they're sitting there talking. Something comes through the window and just blasts Cecile, because I don't know why they had to do this either. It's just, you know, speaking of things in the episode that just don't need to be there, just like on that episode of Black Lightning, like, why did you even have this happen?
Like, this scene was so unnecessary.
Like, you can have that whole thing with Joe, like, you know, giving them their speech and all that kind of shit without this happening to Cecile. Like, it's just not necessary.
Also, who is the Sage Force? Or do we not know that?
I don't know.
Okay, because they kept talking about the Sage Force, and I felt like that was something I had never heard before. And I was just like,
it seemed like it was familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it. But like, I didn't care enough to figure it out. Because this whole episode was just like, what the fuck? So, like you said, I just wanted it to be over. So, you know, they started with, you know, something that I thought was going to be cool. I was interested, you know. The Speed Force was the villain. But it's not interesting.
Oh, it's Bashir. Sage is Bashir.
Oh, it's not the Psych Force? Well, they just called him Psych. Okay, got it.
Yeah, they call him Psych. But like this, because I don't know, say like they've never called it by its force before. That's why I was so confused. I was like, who is the Sage Force?
Okay, got it.
I started thinking there was a different force out there that we hadn't seen yet.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, I kind of remembered hearing Sage Force before, but I couldn't put my finger on what it was. And I didn't care enough to figure it out. So apparently, well, what we think that the Speed Force was doing some crazy weather shit. Turns out it wasn't her. It was all the other forces. But it's like, yo, you're one of them too. So you're part of it. You're doing it too.
Right. Like your siblings' issues are also your issues.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them together is what was causing it. So, but she like tells Barry, like, yo, you bring me the Mother 3 or I'm gonna just fuck up the city.
Right, I'm gonna destroy this bitch. I'm gonna destroy this whole world.
Well, and then I'll go back though. I think about it though. I don't think she explicitly said that. She said, or your world will be destroyed. You know, so it was, you know, play on words because she wasn't the one fucking everything up, is, you know, in her head.
But I'm so confused. I was confused come the end of the episode, but we'll get there.
Okay. So apparently Chester rebuilt the isotope sensor so, you know, Barry can find the forces. Frost and bartender dude have some thing going on now. Like,
his name is Mark. Okay, that's who that is. I totally was trying to figure out where I knew him from.
Oh yeah, he was that bartender with the, you know.
Yeah, and I was, because like, they kept talking about she liked him, and I was just like, who the fuck are you? Why do you care so much?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were just fighting unnecessarily long for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, Joe brings Cecile to the lab. He's like, yo, what the fuck is happening here? Barry finds Dion in the stadium because Dion's out there feeling sorry for herself. They have a disagreement. Now he's like, gone.
This bitch is crazy. We need to just take her out.
Yeah, yeah.
Barry's like, no, I can't take out my children.
Yeah. So also, Joe is just not okay. Alexa tries to pep him up. It don't work. Alexa and Bashir do some dumb shit and take the little device thing so they can leave the Speed Force. And I guess that like knocks Iris out of the Speed Force place as well. I don't know.
She like just came out of the Speed Force and it was like
she was just there. She was just there.
Okay. I didn't realize you could do that, Iris. I didn't realize you could just leave the Speed Force.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing like them using the device to get themselves out also took her out of it too. That's what I'm going with, because that's the only thing that makes sense, if it makes sense.
Barely.
Let's see. Yeah, so we talked about this, how all the forces are the ones that's causing this storm, not Speed Force, not just Speed Force. It's all of them, because she tried to say it's them, but not, no, it's all of you. It's because it doesn't make sense, because your red lightning is in there, too. Like, it's all
right. And like the whole other, and flat Team Flash is just like, look, there, we got nothing. You might just have to kill her.
Yeah. Okay, so they're not doing it on purpose though. It's just their existence. We got more. We talked about the Frost and bartender dude. Basically, Joe has to get Barry and Iris together because they just like tripping. He's like, yo, what the fuck?
They're doubting their ability to be parents.
Yeah, and then he was just like, yo, Barry, like, yo, we've been trying to keep the forces apart where we should be, you know, bringing them together. Then all of a sudden, Dion is just there. Like, I don't know where the fuck Dion came from. Like, it was just like, he was just there. He was just there. It's like,
Oh, because earlier, I think he tried to take on Nora or Speed Force, and she whipped his ass. When she was telling when he so when Barry brought all of them to her, she was like, "No, this ain't that you are here to betray me and shit." And or no.
That happened after.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, but there was a part where he was with Dion,
In the
and he
stadium,
just
yeah, and
tried
then he
to
just left. But then he just
attack
shows up
her.
here. I don't even remember him remember seeing him try to face Speed Force.
I feel like maybe he just went there like off screen.
That's what I'm
Like
saying. He just was
he
all of a
dipped
sudden in the
from
lab.
it.
He was just in the lab all of a sudden. That's why I was just like, when did this happen?
He dipped and he was like, I'm going to the lab. Fuck this.
That's the thing. Like they had a fundamental disagreement. They weren't on good terms, but he was just in the lab now. And it was just okay. So then we got they finally confront the Speed Force with everybody. They all get transported into the Speed Force by her. And then there's just there's a elect there's an electro tornado cloud. I don't know why there was this
Yeah.
big lightning tornado cloud.
Something about Big Bang in reverse.
Yeah. So it's like all the forces coming together to like just destroy all. It's gonna snap back and destroy everything. But there's only one way to stop it. If
Barry's
there's
gotta
some,
run.
if there's something that's spinning, Barry has to run in the opposite direction of it to stop it from spinning.
He's not gonna be fast enough. He will.
He'll be fast enough. Yeah, he'll speed up and he'll make it happen with the power of love, because that's what happens now.
Care Bear ethics.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because nobody held hands though, so I don't know where he got his powers from. Because nobody held hands and stared at him to
His
give him more
powers come from
power.
his love.
Yeah. But yeah, so that happens. Then we get, a force fight. The forces fighting each other. Then they
And that
do a
lasted
thing.
like 0.3 seconds. All
Yeah,
of a
and all
sudden,
of a
they're
sudden.
kicked out of the Speed Force.
Yeah, and they do a thing where they make her like see a future with herself, like just alone, and I guess that made her all upset and everything. And
She was like, please don't make this happen.
she just magically decides to get her shit together by thinking about being alone. I don't know why that
The
was.
power of love fixed her.
I guess, yeah. Then the forces give Barry more power and they help him run. They didn't hold hands though, so I don't know, like.
The power of love.
But you gotta hold hands.
You don't.
Let's see. So yeah, Barry stops the thing, of course. Apparently, the forces are just gonna live in the Speed Force with Speed Force. Cecile wakes up, forgot all about her, because that shit was just not just unnecessary. Apparently, Cisco got a job offer and they're waiting for a reply from him. They're all sitting around having coffee and
And he still hasn't told them that he's leaving.
yeah, he was too busy smoochy facing with Camilla. So,
Gross, but I love it.
yeah.
And Chuck
Frost,
and Allegra being weird.
yeah, they're just looking at each other like, oh, so are you two gonna kiss now? Is that what we're doing? Really? Okay.
And they're just like, no. No, no, no.
Frost goes to see Caitlin. Apparently, she's just on probation now.
Because she was helping and she was putting Meadows back into jail.
She was helping before she went to jail.
Look, I didn't say it made sense. I'm
Like,
not saying it made sense. Don't shoot the messenger.
now all of a sudden, what's like, old girl ain't gonna say shit? She just like okay with it. The one like. I don't know what her name is anymore. I forgot. You know who I'm talking about, though, right? The one that was trying to get her put away and take away her powers to begin with.
Kramer.
Yeah. Like, she had no say here. She didn't know it was happening. Like, she just let it happen. I don't know. I don't see why this. Okay.
She wasn't in town, so they don't, she doesn't know yet.
I guess. Then
And
she
then she says she
tells.
likes someone.
Yeah, tells Kaylee about bartender dude. Then we cut to Barry and Iris in their loft, and you know, they hanging out, chilling, and he was like, you know,
listening to some slow jams by her.
Talking about what'll happen if, you know, we do decide to have a baby. And Iris gets up and she was like, you know, like, where
I'm
you going?
I'm tired of wondering.
Yeah, I'm tired of wondering. She told him, come get this pussy. And Barry like, zoom, and they zoom upstairs because, you know, we all love to hear that. So let's make it happen. So let's go up there. I'm going to vibrate up in you for a minute. And, you know, we going to make some babies.
They going to fuck.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, she gave him that look. We all know that look when we see that look. And we better respond when we get that look.
Yep.
So that was the Flash. Like you said, fucking weird.
That was probably the weirdest episode of The Flash to date.
Probably.
For me, it was. Just so much going on.
So, Superman and Lois is all we got left. And honestly, Mara, like, I'm glad this show exists. Because it was the only good one this week.
Yeah, it was just like we had a series finale and just two other episodes and this was the highlight of them all.
Yeah. And this one kind of seemed a bit all over the place too, but it was like an all over the place that made sense, you know?
Yes.
So what was the name of the episode before we get into actually?
Man of Steel. Roll credits.
Because we find out that Captain Luthor is not Captain Luthor at all. He is John Henry Irons, aka Steel. And I'm like, I like this. Oh. I'm so happy about this. Yeah. So we'll get to it. So Clark takes Jordan up to the Fortress of Solitude because remember he was like freaking out. Turns out his super hearing is kicking in and he doesn't have any control over what he can hear and shit. So he's just, it's fucking them all up. So it wasn't a concussion after all. It was just his,
Yay.
He just got hit so hard his super hearing kicked in.
Or is the concussion his powers getting stronger? It's like, it's a concussion. But it also enhances his powers.
The concussion caused his super hearing to kick in? Is that what you're trying to go with there? Okay. I'm not going to argue that because I don't know.
Okay. Thank
you. But, you know, who knows? It could be.
You're right.
So let's see. Oh, so he has to learn how to control his hearing. Lana calls Lois.
She tells that she'll let her know if she finds some weird shit.
Yeah. Lois does figure out, you know, that this dude is not Marcus Bridgewater. He's you know, somebody else because the real Marcus Bridgewater dead. So there's that. So she knows that Captain Luthor is a fake. Let's see. Clark wants to tell the boys everything that's going on, but Lois like, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
You got Morgan Edge.
Yeah, at the office with a creepy redhead chick. I don't remember her name.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Leslie Lahr.
Yeah, she's fucking creepy.
He asked Lana to create this program and start with about 5 people. And she's like, okay.
You know, what do we really do? Was Kyle on that list?
No, he was suggested.
Right. I missed some of that because it was just, there was a lot happening.
Yeah.
So Cal is not one of them.
Yet.
So then we got Clark training with Jordan. Jordan gets frustrated. I'm like, oh, I'm going upstairs. I can't do it. Puts the headphones back on. Lois goes to see Captain Luthor. I'm still gonna call him this until they say his name in the episode.
And she's like, be ready to tell me the truth.
Yeah, so she's like, y'all want to meet in a in this public place here. We'll talk, tell me the truth, or this is all done. Then this man flashes back to his old married life with Lois and their kid. I'm like, oh, he has a kid too. Oh, damn, is the kid dead too? Like, that's what I was thinking. But
yeah,
they hanging out each other. That's not the fact. But yeah, Superman shows up. And he's got a bunch of Kryptonians with him, and they just start destroying shit. And I'm just like, well, damn.
If I saw that, I would shit my pants.
I'm sure plenty of people did. Now, I was watching this live, and I was taken from the television at this time, so I missed some stuff here. I didn't come back until Lois and Clark were following the folks with the ex-Kryptonite in the truck. So, in between there, anything of note happen?
Jordan tries to focus again on his own, gets upset. Jonathan checks in with Sarah at school, but she's skeptical, and Jonathan covers for Jordan. Lana meets with some woman about the job program that she's doing, and she tries to discourage her. And, you know, the lady's just like, please, just anything. While Lois is meeting with with Luthor, she has Clark check out the camper. And Clark finds, like, this little AI thing that calls that says Captain Luthor. Okay. And he's just like, what the fuck? And then that's when Lois gets her phone call from Chrissy about the shipment from the mines that Edge is doing, and they take off.
Okay.
And then Luthor finds out that someone was in his truck, and he finds out it was Clark, and he's just like, I ain't worried about Lois's fucking husband. And I was just like, ah, so he does not know that Clark is Superman.
Right.
And then that's up to where you are.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, they're following this the truck that's got the ex kryptonite in it. Captain Luthor shows up, and he about to blow the whole thing away, just kill everybody, because, you know, fuck it. But fuck instead, him. You know, Superman shows up, and he, you know, carries the SUV with the guards in it away, so there's no shooting and shit. See, then we cut over to the school. John is struggling with his locker because he only got one hand. Then some girl talks to him. I don't know what this is, but you know, Tegan. Whatever. But Sarah sees him. She's like, "Yo, she's out of your league, bro."
And I was like, "They're becoming friendly."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was clearly flirting with him, and then Sarah shows up like, "She's out of your league, brother." And they start.
No, I'm talking about Sarah and Jonathan.
Oh, really? I didn't even. It didn't seem like. I don't think. Me.
Yeah, like I. But I could see down the line where it's like a leaning for a kiss and then being like, yeah, no. But then I could also see Jordan seeing it and losing his shit because that's how he managed. Did
right now.
Yeah, he managed to zoom to focus on them and their conversation. And then he pressed Jonathan about it later.
Well, before that, because he first hears them and he, you know, he's trying to figure out this hearing thing. He's able to focus because he starts looking at a picture of Sarah and he focuses on Sarah and he's able to hear her voice and he hears her talking to John and he's like, he don't like it because he don't like the way they talking and shit. And he gets mad and punches through the wall because, you know, teenagers are fucking stupid.
Masculinity is the joke.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Let's see. Let me get another Captain Luthor flashback. We see his Superman kill Lois while she's doing a report. Back in the present, he wants to, you know, Lois to meet, well, get him a meeting with Superman. And she agrees to it.
In exchange for the case of ex-Kryptonite.
Yeah, yeah. My question is, why didn't she let this be a public meeting too? Like, she doesn't trust him clearly, but so why does she have never anyway?
Right. I'd have been like, why can't she meet Superman publicly?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, she agrees in exchange for the X-Kryptonite. Turns out she didn't even really want the X-Kryptonite. She really just wanted the fingerprints. So they get his fingerprints from that case because he was holding it. Apparently, we get another flashback. We see that he built his little super space armor thingy.
It was a cute little montage of him bonding with his daughter.
Yeah, they were rebuilding the armor together. You already talked about this. John comes home. Jordan is there. They argue. Blah, blah, blah.
He presses him.
Yeah. What were you saying earlier about, you know, when I mentioned Kyle was not one of them, and you like, yet?
Oh, Edge had suggested to Lana, I guess, that Kyle be put on the list, mm-hmm. and she tried to deflect, being like, oh, well, he's the fire captain. Well, we can compensate for that. Oh, well, it'd be hard for us to juggle with the kids. All right. I mean, like, your oldest is like a teenager, but all right.
Yeah. But, you know.
And he hired the lady in spite of her not putting Kyle on the list.
Yeah. So,
So they meet and John traps Superman with these solar lamps, and while that's going on, he pulls out this hammer, which I thought was a Molinaire, and I was like, "What?
No, he's why got
he have a Molinaire."
No, man, John Henry. You don't know? You haven't heard of John Henry, steel driving man? Oh, never mind then. That's where the whole John Henry Ironstein comes from, is from this old folk tale about a man named John Henry.
Got you. Because that's what I was like, when they said his name, I was like, who the fuck is that?
Well, John Henry Irons is a character in the comics, you know, Steel. He's, mm-hmm. Hold on. I'll show him to you.
But while that fight's happening, Leslie calls someone and she goes, yo, Superman's busy right now. Send that shipment. And it makes it to the facility.
Yeah.
And then, well, Jordan and Jonathan, after their argument, Jordan collapses because he's hearing shit again and tells Jonathan that he can hear their dad in danger, and all of a sudden they start driving the truck. Mm-hmm. But they drove right into John just in time to stop him from bashing Superman's brains out with his hammer.
But yeah, so the real John Henry, well, the John Henry Iron from their Earth is dead. But this new John Henry Irons is, you know, the one, so he's going to be Steel because he already has the hammer.
Yep.
But yeah, he knocks the fuck out of Superman, like he's about to kill him.
like he was just like, it's over.
Yeah, but they hit him with the truck, they stop him. Superman's about to end him though. Like he was like, yo, I'm gonna fuck you up, but Lois like, nah, don't do it, don't do that.
The boys already ran my truck into him. Like it's okay.
Yeah, Super like, all right, fine.
Lucky bitch.
Motherfucker. Yeah, exactly.
Lucky my wife, who's not my wife, is here.
Exactly. So they lock him up with the DOD locks him up. Edge hires old girl. We talked about that. He said, like, you know, like, I saw her with you and, well, she calls Lana, like, yo, he said he saw me with you, and like, yeah, it's perfect, and blah, 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 blah. But turns out he only hired her because there's a chance that the X-Kryptonite will work on her, and she's just, you know, an experiment.
She's expendable.
Yeah. Then we got Clark and Lois. They agree to tell the kids everything. We get them.
Because
Yeah, because everything's all fucked. They, if you don't talk to them about it, it's going to get even worse.
It's becoming harder to hold the secret than it is to just tell them.
Yeah. So then we got John and Jordan talking. Jordan apologizes because he's like, yo, I was being a dick. My bad. Then they have a family meeting.
And this where the boys can ask any question as long as they don't repeat it outside of the house.
Right. And this is when we see that he really isn't Captain Luthor, which, you know, we know that, but we knew that for sure now. Basically, the suit's AI just thinks he's Captain Luthor because they didn't finish it. He really is John Henry Irons. He's going to be Steel, blah, blah, blah.
I like that the AI is conscious, but I also hate that.
Yeah. But yeah. That was Superman and Lois. Solid episode. We got, you know, John Henry Irons in now, so we know Steel is in this show. Looking forward to that. Hopefully they do him better than they did Hank Henshaw with the whole cyborg thing, but we'll see. It'll be cool. So, Mar, we forgot to do this last week, and I think we forgot to do it the week before, but I was really drunk, so I don't remember. Who's winning this week?
We did last week because we realized we hadn't done it the week before.
Oh. Well, who's winning this week?
I said Khalil.
Solid answer, solid answer. I don't know, because part of me is like, Barry's winning right now.
But she's a Patriots fan, so is, a Cowboys fan, so is he really?
Yeah, because he doesn't mind that. It's a problem for me.
He's like, I'd be done before she said before she could spell out Cowboy.
Exactly. Because the thing is, she looks at me like that, I might forget she's a Cowboy fan for a second. But, you know, a second is all he needs. So, you know. Who's losing?
I said Tobias.
Another solid choice. Tobias is dead. So, yeah.
Dead.
I'm with
gone.
You on that one. Yeah. Ooh, okay.
It's late where we are, guys. Sorry.
It is. I'm tired.
I know some of y'all have watched me make some very weird faces in the last hour.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that'll be it for this week's episode of Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow. We need to end this before we fall asleep. Do not forget, you can follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at The Creation World. That is at CREATIA World. As always, I'm not going to tell you how to spell world. If you don't know how to spell it, get a fucking dictionary. Facebook, facebook.com/creationworld. Also, there's a Facebook group for this particular podcast. Mara, what is that Facebook group?
facebook.com/group/superflashyeraoftomorrow.
Also, if you're a wrestling fan, there's a Facebook group for that podcast. That podcast is Smacking It Raw. That would be facebook.com/groups/smacking it raw. Check them out.
Smacking
as well.
With no G.
There's no G in smacking. You are correct. Don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon. You know, help us out there. You know, get some new perks, get some fun stuff. Yeah, get the episodes of our companion shows early.
Sooner than later.
Exactly. Also, some behind-the-scenes content. So, you know, good stuff. Also, just subscribe to the YouTube, please. We just got to, you know, bump us up a little bit. Those of you who watch us on Pornhub, thank you. That's funny as hell. But go over to the, you know, YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube.
Thank please.
You. I think that's it. I think we're all done. Anything else from you?
I can make a heart with my mouth, but no, that's it.
Okay.
I'm tired, delirious, and drunk.
Whatever. I know. We'll catch y'all next week. We're going to end this now before Mara does more weird stuff with her mouth. We'll see you all next
week.
Can't
get any weirder than this.
I'm sure you can. Until then, we out.
Bye.